And good evening. Welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Thursday, January 29th, 2015. I am your presenter, Marilyn Isles. In news headlines this evening, two members of the same family deny allegations of child sexual abuse. Trinidad PM urges strong regional action on poverty and development, and the US Supreme Court delays executions amid drug reviews. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
To you by Belfast Estate Limited. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you, only at Courts. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Courts today, where furniture is fashionable. Courts, bringing value home.
Welcome back to this evening's news. Two members of the same family say allegations of child sexual abuse and brutality levied against their family are totally untrue. Allegations were levied against the family of nurse Deanne Isel Graham and Stan Isel by Cheryl Lafond, who said she was subjected to both sexual and physical abuse at the hands of members of this family and other persons from an early age of 6.5 years. Ms. Lafond stated that she would take full responsibility for all allegations that she laid. Hot Seat host Matthias Peltier sought to obtain a response from the accused in an interview live on Q95's Hot Seat Thursday. Both Deanne Isel Graham and Stan Isel denied the allegations. First to speak with Matthias Peltier was Nurse Graham.
Throughout my professional career, and I worked with children for a very, very long time, I worked with children, including abused children. And many persons who know me and those I have worked with over the years know that I have been consistent in my position as an advocate for children. You know, it is really regrettable that Beverly Lafo would choose a sensitive subject like child abuse and capitalize on the pain of real victims in order to draw attention to her selfish and self-serving agenda. I state categorically and unequivocally that I have never in my life abused any child. Neither have I stood by or encouraged anyone in my family to abuse Beverly Lafo or any child whatsoever. Beverly Lafo alleges she had been sexually abused at the age of 6.5 years by a cousin who would have been about 10 years old at the time. I can again state categorically that at no time did Beverly ever complain or did she ever say to me, and I dare say to any member of the family, that she had been sexually abused by anyone while she resided at my mother's home.
That was the voice of Deanne Isel Graham. Stan Isel then spoke with Matthias Peltier and supported the statements made by Nurse Graham.
I'm also here to respond to these vicious and malicious accusations. These were made by Beverly with a sinister intent to tarnish my family's good name. You know, I categorically state that these allegations by Beverly, which have been aired on Q95 radio, are all false and malicious and wicked and defamatory. You have no idea the damage this thing is causing. So on behalf of my family, I am obligated to address these venomous attacks and allegation, and really to disabuse the minds of those who digested the litany of lies without first seeking, Matt, to validate the story, its credibility, and the motive and integrity of the accuser. That's Beverly. Beverly alleged that she was molested at home when she was 6.5 years. I know my sister mentioned that, but you know, I feel compelled to revisit that by my cousin Louis Lestrade, who was 10 years old at the time. I said to you, and probably most of the all the neighbors that live with us could validate that, that at no time was Louis living at my house at that time. Louis lived on Federation Drive with my aunt, and there was no way that could have happened at my house. Beverly also stated that at 13, she was thrown out of our house and left to fend for herself. Again, Matt, this is a total fabrication, which she herself contradicts in her own story when she said she lived at the house for 20 years. My brother lived with us as well, up until sometime after Hurricane David when he left. He can attest to that, and he can attest to the fact that these allegations made by Beverly are totally false.
The voice there of Stan Isel, who spoke with Matthias Peltier. Q95 will, of course, continue to follow this story. A new UNIP-funded composting initiative is to be launched by Dominica's Solid Waste Management Corporation, DSWMC, aimed at making more efficient use of kitchen waste generated by the country's hotel and accommodation sector. General Manager of the DSWMC, Florian Mitchell, says a series of focus group sessions recognize the significant value in developing a national composting scheme for the hotel and accommodation sector in Dominica. Mitchell says working with a farmers group in Bellevue Chopin, arrangements will be made for the hotel kitchen waste to be collected and stored in a composting facility, which in turn would serve the farms across the island. He says based on the success of this initial facility, the corporation would seek to implement similar facilities in other parts of the island.
Is to implement a composting system that will complement our hotel sector. Instead of their waste, their kitchen waste coming to the landfill, we are trying to work with a farmers group within the Bellevue Chopin area to have all the material, especially the kitchen waste coming from the hotels, because that is a significant volume in terms of their waste that they produce on a daily basis. So instead of taking that material to the landfill, we'll set up a project wherein that material is collected and that material is transported to that composting facility, and there that material will be, you know, used for composting and sell back to the Dominican public. Well, we'll use this as, you know, this project as it begins to, you know, we begin to experiment and see how we tweak it and that it begins to work. Then we want to implement a couple more centers within the island, probably in Casibruce and somewhere probably down on the north end. So then all the material from even the Grand Bay collection area, we would want to dive with all those compost material to that facility.
General Manager of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Florian Mitchell. In more news this evening, 9 Dominicans have been selected to attend the Music, Model and Talent Showcase of the island's MMTS, scheduled for the Bahamas from July 13th to 19th, 2015. According to a release, MMTS is the only modeling, acting and talent showcase geared at bringing Caribbean talent to the world. It is an event where international agents and industry executives journey to the Bahamas to scout entertainment's talent from the Caribbean region. Dominican talents auditioned in November of 2014, and 9 delegates were chosen to attend the MMTS conference. These delegates comprise of singers, models, actresses, and songwriters, namely Shalina Samuel, Alina Lyric Joseph, Christopher Kennedy, Lanya Bontiff, Siobhan Johnson, Nawana Shillingford, Cassim Birmingham, Ian Jackson, and Janae Jackson. Carla Armour is the Dominica director who will help organize and prepare these 9 delegates to be at their utmost best in showcasing their talent and representing Dominica at the conference. However, financial assistance is required to facilitate the attendance of the Dominican delegates at the MMTS conference. In an effort to raise funds and receive sponsorship, the Dominica delegates have decided to hold a series of fundraising events, the first of which event will be held at the Anchorage World Sound and Power, the Road to MMS show, today at 7:30 p.m. The general public is being urged to come out tonight to support the Dominican delegates on this journey. And Jolly's Pharmacy, in partnership with HHV Whitchurch and Company Limited, today hosted a health clinic screening with the assistance of overseas pharmacists specialised in diabetes, cardiovascular and nutritional health for the staff of HHV Whitchurch. Pharmacist and PRO of Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Languedoc, says HHV Whitchurch is the first of a few companies based in Roseau that Jolly's Pharmacy has chosen to collaborate with for health screenings for their staff. He says the response to the clinic today was overwhelming, with over 60 staff members participating.
What we've done, we've collaborated with Whitchurch with the endorsement of their management team, and we've decided to do a clinical screening with all of their staff. For those people who may not know, we do a health screening every month, the first day of each month at Jolly's Pharmacy. And this year what we've decided to do is to decentralize that clinic and take it to some offices within Roseau. So we began with Whitchurch, and we're extremely happy. This time around, what we have the Iowa State University with us. So there are a group of students, pharmacy students, who have partnered with Jolly's. They are actually part of our family, and each year they come down, and we've decided to do this clinic. The reception has been overwhelming. The management and staff at Whitchurch has endorsed the initiative really, really well.
Languedoc says the main aim of the project was to educate persons about their health.
So exactly what we're doing, we're looking at the body mass index, we're checking your height, your weight, we're looking at your waist circumference, we're doing your blood glucose test, we're doing your blood pressure, and we're also doing your body fat index, all of which are being done. But more importantly, we are doing counseling, because the counseling is very vital. It's one thing to tell someone that they're overweight, it's another thing to actually tell them what they need to do. And so the education is a huge part and component, because what it does, it actually challenges life patterns and make people make lifestyle changes. Health education and promotion is very, very crucial, very important to Jolly's Pharmacy, because we are not merely in the business of just giving people medication, but we believe that health education and promotion is extremely vital to prevent and to combat a lot of the chronic non-communicable diseases that we see.
Pharmacist and PRO of Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Languedoc. The Companies and Intellectual Property Office of Dominica, in collaboration with the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, today commenced the two-day national seminar on copyright and related rights at the Garraway Hotel. The seminar, being facilitated by staff from WIPO's copyright division, will also, as well as regional and local experts, is to cover topics to include copyright in relation to the TRIPS agreement of the World Trade Organization, the nature of copyright and related rights, copyright and related rights law in Dominica, and enforcement of copyright, among other topics. Addressing the start of the workshop this morning, Minister of Justice, Immigration and National Security Raybon Blackmore described the event as timely and gave the government's commitment to protecting various copyright stakeholders in Dominica.
Those of you who produce your work can at least be protected and can seek redress using the legal facility that's in place. I know that a number of us have said that maybe the economy is too small, Dominica is too small to have that type of law. I want to defer with persons who hold that view, because we are living in the information age, and very often we go on online and we download music. That too has implications, and sometimes we go to a party and we dance to music. That too has implications. So I think it's important, therefore, for all of us, including myself, to be educated on what is required of each of us as far as copyright protection is concerned.
Minister of Justice, Immigration and National Security, Raybon Blackmore. And in more news this evening, Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Kamla Pessard-Bissessa has urged Latin American and Caribbean leaders to continue to work together to build on the significant progress made in reducing poverty in the region. Speaking at the third community of Latin American and Caribbean states CELAC summit in San Jose, Costa Rica on Wednesday, the Prime Minister noted that Trinidad and Tobago remains committed to the CELAC plan of action as the framework for cooperation. Pessard-Bissessa told representatives of the 33rd CELAC member of the 33 CELAC country members of Trinidad and Tobago's achievements in addressing poverty and in fighting corruption. She noted the critical role that education can play in lifting people out of poverty and highlighted that this country has achieved universal free preschool education ahead of the set target of 2015. In addition, she said Trinidad and Tobago has already achieved universal free primary school education. And the U.S. Supreme Court has postponed the executions of three death row inmates who say the use of the sedative midazolam as in the procedures is cruel. Justices are said Oklahoma could not execute Richard Glossop, John Grant, and Benjamin Cole by lethal injection using midazolam while the case is pending. The men's lawyers argued that the drug presents an unconstitutional risk of pain and suffering. The drug was used in three executions seen as botched in 2014. Richard Glossop's execution had been scheduled for Thursday night, while the other two were scheduled for lethal injection in the coming weeks. Correspondent says the court's brief ruling left open the possibility that Oklahoma could carry out the executions using different drug combinations. However, Oklahoma Department of Corrections spokesman Jerry Massey said the state has not been able to find an alternative drug. The case is now due to go before the Supreme Court in April and be decided by late June. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallin said, "I disagree with the necessity to grant Glossop yet another round of legal appeals. However, given the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to hear his case, it is entirely appropriate to delay the execution until after the legal process has run its course." And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. And in news this evening, making headlines, two members of the same family deny allegations of child sexual abuse. Trinidad PM urges strong regional action on poverty and development. And the U.S. Supreme Court delays executions amid drugs review. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.